This episode of The Compendium is sponsored by Home & Brew, your source for handcrafted and exotic tabletop gaming gear. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
And then there's another thing that can greatly affect the success or failure rate of your rolls, which is advantage and disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And this is a newer element for D&D. I think
it is.
I think it originated in 5th edition. Because I don't remember hearing about it before that, but now it's so ingrained, I can't imagine not using it. Because it's just so wonderful. And so what that basically means is if you have advantage on a D20 roll, and it doesn't have to be just attacks, it can be literally anything, then you're going to roll the D20 twice or two D20s, and you take the higher of the two. So it's not a numeric bonus. It's just a best one out of two kind of thing, which is kind of fun. It gives you a really kind of balanced out advantage. And then disadvantage is the same thing, except you take the lower of the two. And so it's still possible you could roll really high on both of the die and still make success. It's just going to edge against doing that. And there's a lot of things that can cause you to have that. There are certain spells that can give people advantage on attack rolls. There are certain racial feats that give people like advantage on, you know, poison saves or saves against sleep, this kind of thing. And so it's one of my favorite tools, especially as a DM, because if someone tries something really outside the box, something really kind of wild, and you're like, how do I adjudicate this? How do I kind of like judge what should happen here? Using advantage or disadvantage is a really quick, balanced, easy way to represent and to recognize the person's crazy choice, but to also not let it just kind of break the game from a rule standpoint. And so it's a great tool that you can always kind of pull out and use.
Yeah, I like how you said crazy choice instead of like creative or great choice, because one of the ways, for example, that I've used disadvantage recently is I have a character that when there is alcohol about tends to consume. And so I would make him make constitution rolls to see how drunk he was. And I was waiting till he met a certain number, and then I'd say, all right, it wore off, but he was never meeting that number. And so at every combat, I'm like, dude, you're seeing triple of these people. There's no way that you'd get a clean swing in. So you're at disadvantage for every combat roll until you can get your constitution good. And so that's, you know, like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be like a rule mechanic or something else. It can be a story mechanic or a character mechanic even. It's just a lot of fun. And it, like you said, it's a great way to switch things up a little bit without anybody being in control of that fate.
Exactly. And I love your mechanic there with the character who likes to consume, because the we'll talk about this later, but the condition poisoned does that. And I'm just like, yeah, he has alcohol poisoning. He's just really messed up. So, yeah.
Thanks for tuning into The Compendium this week. I hope that you enjoyed listening into Jason and I's conversation. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so, so that you're the first to know every time a new episode publishes. We push out content every Tuesday and Friday, unless you're a patron, in which case you get that content a day early. And if you want more information in between episodes, look us up on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find us by searching for The Compendium, and that is C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.